Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. We are ready to take reservations for the November conference here in Columbus. The dates are November 2nd through 4th. The principal speakers are going to be Dr. Neil Barnard from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, who will be talking about many things, including diet and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Peter Bregan, who's written about 20 books, one of which is Your Drug May Be Your Problem, about psychiatric drugs. And the third is Dr. Larry Pilevsky, pediatrician from New York, who will be talking about vaccinations and the concerns about childhood vaccinations. So anyway, you can call our office at 614-841-7700 to get an application. We'll have it posted on our website sometime within the next 48 hours or so. Okay, so today's message is a continuation of yesterday's on the phenomenal book about mammography written by Peter Gachi. And I'll just pick up where I left off. Gachi points out that one of the reasons why cancer screening programs in general are a failure is that they rely on false assumptions. The realities are that cancer is not always lethal, that regression of many forms of cancer, including cervical, renal, and colon cancer, are not uncommon, and that it is a biological fact of life that all people develop cancer as they age. And the problem with this is it means if we look hard enough, we're going to find cancer in almost everybody at some time. However, it doesn't mean that all these people who are diagnosed are actually ill and require treatment. The purpose of cancer screening should be lower mortality rates from cancer. But the problem there is that we don't really have the ability now to distinguish between cancers that are harmless and those that are dangerous, so we end up treating everybody. This means that screening causes harm, particularly to those who are not really cancer patients but get treated as cancer patients anyway. In the case of mammography, much confusion revolves around the erroneous assertion that Gachi says is the diagnoses of breast cancer are wrong. That's not his point. His point is that the diagnosis is correct, but many of the diagnoses are clinically insignificant. So his critics continue to say that Gachi says that the diagnoses that radiologists make are wrong, and he says that's really not true. They're finding cancer. The question is whether or not it's cancer we'd be better off not knowing about, and I'll elaborate on that as we go through more of the material. But his contention, and I think that the evidence backs him up, is that we're just treating an awful lot of people who would be better left alone. He alleges that most health professionals don't know how unreliable diagnostic testing is. It's why they're such enthusiastic promoters of it. Mammograms are x-rays, and images are hard to interpret. In the 1950s, for example, 10 doctors reviewed close to 15,000 x-rays of the chest to look for tuberculosis. 1,307 of those images were interpreted as positive, but only 8 of those patients actually had the disease. Now, with TB, we can confirm the disease with other forms of testing, so it prevents people who don't have TB from getting treated for it. But this isn't the case with breast cancer. We're making the same murky determinations about what is and isn't cancer without an alternative way to actually confirm. One of the negative byproducts of mammography, and this becomes very important to the study, is the diagnosis of carcinoma in situ, which is really not breast cancer. Cancer is an invasive disease, and carcinoma in situ is not invasive, but rather contained. Less than 2% of these masses will ever turn into cancer, yet women with this diagnosis are routinely treated as if they have cancer. And this includes biopsy and surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and follow-up drug treatment. So I'll stop there, and we'll continue tomorrow with this very fascinating series, this series on this very fascinating book, I should say, by Peter Gachi. His last name, if you're intending to buy it for yourself, is spelled Gotzsche. So that's all for now, and have a great day.